You're listening to Press Play OK, your number one source for Oklahoma artists to fall in love with. Back in October of last year, I spoke with Timothy Miller, the frontman of Oklahoma City act, Speak Memory. The group released their first EP, Value to Speak, way back in 2014. And 7 years later, they blew us away with Adirondack, a vast and atmospheric effort glistening with cool-toned guitar and cathartic drums. Hear Timothy talk about the creation of the band's latest EP and how they got back to work after so many years in the latest Press Play OK.
Support for this podcast comes from Musicians Haven, a nonprofit organization focused on providing opportunities for musical enjoyment. Based out of Claremore, Musicians Haven provides events like jam nights, vinyl nights, and intimate concerts. More information on Musicians Haven at musichaven.org or at facebook.com/musicianshaveninc.
I am here with Timothy Miller of Speak Memory. Can you introduce yourself to the people?
Hey there, I'm Timothy Miller. I'm the guitarist slash pretty much know-it-all Speak Memory. Do like the behind-the-scenes work as well as the front work as well.
So I want to start from the very beginning. When did you first start playing music?
I started playing music probably when I was 11 or 12. My brother played bass at one point, and whenever I saw him playing it, man, the sounds that were coming out, it really inspired me to want to pick up bass as well. But about a year later, I ended up getting my own electric guitar and have been playing ever since.
Later on, did you end up doing vocals and singing?
Yeah, I had a high school band that had some vocals, for which I did lead vocals for. And there was a period at the beginning of Speak Memory where we incorporated vocals more than what you hear on the Adirondack, where I think there's only like 10 or 15 seconds worth of vocals. So I kind of contribute to vocals every now and then, but it hasn't been an ongoing thing, though they'll hopefully change with the new round of Speak Memory tunes that will be coming out hopefully soon.
When you're doing vocals for the band, who are you looking to? Who inspires you when it comes to singing?
It may not come across as such, but I look at people like Mike Kinsella, who sings for American Football and has his own little solo project, Owen. I've always liked his vocals and his melodies and everything that he writes. It hits close to home and very relatable. So he's someone that I look up to. I also look up to a guy like Jay Robbins, who is a vocalist for many bands, Jawbox, Burning Airlines, Office of Future Plans. And why I like him a whole lot is he sings very beautifully to these discorded chords that you normally wouldn't think, oh, I need to sing in tune, like during this note or so forth. So he's another person that I look up to. People that I like, who I feel kind of think outside the box when it comes to the melodies that they come up with and the things that they sing about.
And how do you try to think outside of the box? How are you incorporating what they do into what you do?
How I incorporate what they do with what I do is I kind of add a layer of experimentation to what I do. So on one of the songs off Adirondack or DOEP, I contributed vocals for like a short part towards the later part of the song and just add like different effects layers and trying to really mess with the tone, the feeling of it, like where the vocals, I kind of treat them more as an actual instrument where I can kind of like mess around with, you know, voices, maybe add like more reverb than not. And I think in that regard, I'm a bit different than those guys just because of the experimentation with the effects part of it all.
Yeah, treating the voice like another instrument. That's really interesting stuff.
Yeah, because I know that there are vocalists who inspired me to think in that regard. Someone like a vocalist for Appleseed Cast at times, to even like someone like Kanye, like on the 808s and Heartbreaks album, where he's kind of doing more effects with his voice and, you know, treating auto-tuned like a certain way that seems like a lot of people, you know, were messing around with during the time that album came out.
Yeah, and since we already mentioned, how do you say the album name again?
Oh, Adirondack.
Adirondack. Okay, I had it wrong from the start. That's why I got confused.
It's a very, when you look at it, you just feel like it's a tongue-twisting type of name. like when you try to pronounce it, it comes off differently than how it's supposed to be pronounced. That was the issue I came across whenever I first came across the name, and but luckily I got the hang of it.
Where does that name come from? Did you just read it somewhere?
So Adirondack, it's actually the mountains in, I believe, upstate New York. So that's where I got the name. It's just like that mountain range up in the northeast part of the country.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that, so I was just dying to know where it came from.
Yeah. I have a friend who does wedding photography for a living, so she goes all over the country and takes pictures of different places that she goes to. And one of them were the Adirondack Mountains. So I was asking her questions about that. And I just thought it was a really cool name for a mountain range. And we were already going for nature style theme with the EP. So we just thought it was perfect and went with it.
So one thing I was going to ask about with this album is that it came after 7 years. What happened in the time leading up to the album, and maybe what took so long?
So in between Value to Survival, which was our first EP, to Adirondack, there was some personal stuff that came about within the band that really set us back quite a bit. Our drummer, who played on the first EP, who plays on Adirondack, he had to leave for a while to attend to some things that needed his attention. So we still continued on, and we had 3 or 4 different drummers in between, but for various reasons, those didn't last long. But thankfully, with JT, he got to a point to where he felt like he could play music again and started playing with us back in March, April 2019, so over a couple of years ago, and have just been going at it since. But yeah, in between that time, though, it's just a lot of different things, personal stuff. Yeah, just trying to get in the groove, and then like it stops, and having to repeat that over and over again, pretty challenging. But now we're back in a place to where we can write new tunes again, be creative, you know, like we were at the very beginning, because there was a period where the creativity was lost and just not a lot of material coming out. So it's nice to be in a position to feel inspired and to, you know, be able to come up with new songs with the people that you really appreciate their company and appreciate their talent. So I feel like we're in a good spot now, and you know, hopefully there won't be any more 7 or 8 year long breaks in between releases.
For the sake of the fans and for me, I really hope not.
If it does take us another 7 years, we have a lot of Adirondack vinyl that can give to anyone that we lied to, I guess.
It's okay. We're here. We'll wait.
Sweet.
It's interesting that it just kind of seemed like the creativity needed a boost. Is there anything in particular that kind of kickstarted those creative juices and got it flowing?
I think it was when Cody, our current bass player, came into the band. He's been playing with us for about over 4 years at this point. I think once he got into the fold, it really helped with my creative juices and everything, because no disrespect back to any of our former bassists that played in Speak Memory. With Cody and I, we just gelled well, and we both shared similar, you know, likes of different kinds of music, like math rock, emo, indie, you name it. And, you know, he's like shared some stuff with me that really inspired me. Like he's a, you know, he likes a lot of prog metal stuff and got introduced to, you know, a lot of stuff from him, like Scale of the Summit. I became a really big fan of after he showed me some of their tunes. So being able to play with a guy like that who has like a lot of ideas of his own that are very inspiring to listen to be able to play with someone like that really helps me to come up with certain ways of playing or trying out different things I wasn't able to try out before, because I know like with Cody, he'll be able to pick it up within seconds. It's a beautiful thing, and it just kind of keeps my mind going and keeps me coming up with more ideas on what else I can do to make a song more interesting that would complement Cody's playing.
Yeah, and speaking of band members, present and past, you guys had Bartiz Strange lend a hand on this latest EP. What was it like having him back in the mix after all these years?
It felt pretty good. And honestly, I felt like it was something that needed to happen. Because Bartiz, he was our first bass player that we ever had. But he only played two shows, and we didn't really get to scratch the surface. He ended up getting a job offer up on the East Coast. And I'm like, of course, take it. Like, don't stay here to try to play in a band that may or may not make it. So took the job, and we reconnected a little bit before the pandemic took hold of the world, basically. And I showed him some of the recordings, the songs from Adirondack. He was super into them, and he was just like, so I'm kind of delving into more of the mixing and recording side of things, and I really would love to try to, you know, mess around with these. And, you know, honestly, I think this could benefit the both of us in the long run. And at the time, I didn't know what he meant by that. But I was like, you know, he's a friend. I trust his opinion. So I had him mix the songs. They were fantastic. And, you know, it just felt nice having him involved and official, like just down on paper, like, oh, you know, he contributed to this recording. You know, it's just really cool. I think it, you know, brings things full circle, and it's just really nice. I have nothing but good things to say about the experience and that we were able to pull this off.
Are there any specific points in the EP that you're really particularly proud of?
Gosh. even though I'm pretty sure people are going to disagree with me on this, I'm pretty proud of the setup for Trails, the first track off the EP, where it's just that ambient, like pretty sounding noise for 40, 50 seconds, and then it goes straight into the song. I just liked how that turned out, because I wasn't sure beyond beat. Everything sounded great. Nothing was off. I felt super happy. And I would say that's my favorite part of the EP.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to go back to the ambient intro that you created, because I know you said some people might disagree with you, but I think it's really important to set the stage. That's kind of like the musical equivalent of the establishing shot in film.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So another thing that I wanted to ask really quick, is there anything specific that you would like listeners to take away from your music?
I hope they take away something positive. Even though we're primarily an instrumental band, I do hope that whatever that we create, that it touches someone in a way that kind of gets them through life. And I think a lot of it kind of delves in. And even like just this last weekend, I went to a predominantly a hardcore punk festival in Birmingham, Alabama. Just coming across so many bands that have a lot of substance lyrically and were not ashamed to take a few minutes out of their set to be able to talk about their own struggles and identify with people in the crowd that, hey, if you got something that you're going through, I just to let you know you're not alone. We're here if you need it. I really miss that sense of community. And that's what I want to portray with our music, to be able to stir those kind of emotions inside someone, to let them know, like, you know, they're not alone with how they feel, and that we're all going through the same thing. And hopefully that, you know, they take some of that out of our music that will inspire them to do great and big things in life.
That's a really beautiful message. Thank you so much, Timothy. I think that's it for today. But thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and talking with me. It's been great.
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you, Maria, for being a fan. Not only means a lot to me, but to out there who have supported us. Your support isn't going on. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, too. It's all mutual.
Sweet.